between you make, the media will say. The retweet you make, though the claim is fake, they are watching you. At your rival age, you don't know what to say. Every word you type, better hope you're right, they are watching you.
Right. There you go. The President of the United States has tweeted that Chicago, unless you get this all worked out, send the feds in. Our own Mike Monaco, the legal analyst of the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, is here to explain how that would actually work. And coming up in just a few minutes, I got Chicago Blackhawks tickets taking on Winnipeg tomorrow at the United Center. Four season tickets for next year as well. You'll be registered for, thanks to Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons, FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com. Michael, how would this work?
How are you, Ro?
I couldn't be better.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Mike.
I assume what he's talking about is sending in special prosecutors. I don't imagine he's talking about sending in armed men. I don't think he's talking about sending in the Army Reserves or the National Guard.
He can't. Now, I want to talk. This is, a misunderstanding here. And this is a misunderstanding that continues to perpetuate. The National Guard is a state militia. It is not the United States Army. Now, interestingly enough, it's trained by the United States Army. It operates using the uniform of the United States Army, but it is a separate force, technically. It is the state militia of Illinois.
Now, the governor can do it.
Now, the governor can do it. The governor can activate.
So if he were, and Trump, which he's shown in the last couple of weeks, he's pretty good at this, getting people to do what he wants to do.
Right. In the case of an emergency, to either enforce tranquility, which is one of the charters, or to come to the rescue of. I mean, that's the National Guard. Not since Kent State University in Ohio in the 1960s has the National Guard really been sent out.
Well, they were here. At the Martin Luther King riots.
Right, but I'm saying that since that era has there been regular use of National Guard for pacification. You don't see it very often.
Right,
and what you do see it for is you see National Guardsmen and women taking boxes of relief supplies.
Right. And what Kent State proved was that they're not well trained to deal with civilians who are not terrorists.
And that makes a ton of sense, doesn't it? Yeah. You think about, we're retraining our own police department to deal with some of the issues of the high crime areas like mental illness and de-escalation. I mean, how is the National
Guard? I don't want to even go down that road because that's not even what it's about. Because they are trained. They're trained very well now, as a matter of fact, in terms of police work because of their work in Iraq and Afghanistan.
The inner-city violence?
Well, in terms of setting up perimeters and doing those kinds of things and street patrols and pulling over of vehicles. I mean, the training is pretty immense for those guys who've been deployed to go do that. That's not at issue here. You can't do it.
Right.
And the Trump at least can't do it. Trump can't also send the United States Army or the Marines or the Navy or anybody else he wants to send in to here. He can, however, constitutionally, he cannot do that. He can, however, send in FBI agents. He can send in other federal law enforcement. Sure. You know, Homeland Security now has its own.
Yeah, special prosecutors can be brought in.
Special prosecutors can be brought in. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize the growth of Homeland Security as a policing agency.
Oh, yeah.
It's got its own investigative agents. It's got its own on-the-ground agents. I mean, just turn on CBS and they're going to show you some one-hour procedural drama about some federal law enforcement agency you had no idea existed, like NCIS.
Right.
But those kinds of things can those sorts of federal law enforcement personnel can be dispatched to Chicago, should they?
People will say they should be. I think
they should.
I think they might be. I mean, it just showed here in Chicago. They just had a very successful prosecution of the Hobo Street Gang.
Yes.
Very successful. Took a long time. Took 3 months to try the case.
Right.
It was expensive.
That was just to try it. It took 18 months to be able to put that case together at great expense. But they took off the streets, guys, and they sent a message to this, what was really a super gang. I don't think people were paying too much attention to what was going on there. But this wasn't like Gangster Disciples or Four Corner Hustlers or something like that. These were guys who were from those gangs who created their own almost like Marvel Comics super gang.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, they've been in custody now for about almost a year.
Yeah.
And part of the reason police say there were so many deaths last year were because people were fighting to take over.
Right.
Where the folks who were arrested no longer were in charge.
That's one of the things we've seen in Chicago over the years. One of the unintended consequences of good police work and investigative and prosecutorial work is that once you took the adults out of the system, the kids started running the system, and then it was all hell broke loose.
What just doesn't make sense is that Chicago has more homicides than New York and Los Angeles combined.
Correct.
That's a sign of a real problem.
That's the problem. It's insane.
And the mayor even said, we welcome federal involvement on some levels, such as the flow of guns from Indiana. That's a federal issue over state lines, right? You would think that there could be some help there. So maybe there is some way, but the fact that he just puts it out there. And it's also on the whitehouse.gov website right now, Chicago's problem in particular. And you just wonder what it means. It's just out there as a vagary. And there's no explanation.
But I've belonged to many groups trying to figure out why there's so much violence in Chicago, and lawyers and non-lawyers, very difficult to figure out. I know the University of Chicago just came up with a survey talking about it.
They've been doing it for a long time.
They've been doing it for a long time.
Studying it in depth.
I mean, listen, there are a million ways to try to come up with reasons for this to be. I mean, there are a lot of. A lot of arguments, many of them sociological, and you talk about jobs, you talk about the deconstruction of the family, you can talk about all this, and then it's all part of it. You know what? I say yes. I answer yes to all the
That's
boxes.
That's what I'm saying.
Check all the boxes.
Bring everything here. Anybody that can come to help us, we should say yes.
But there needs to be. But here's the thing: there needs to be a concerted effort. And what I'm finding here is that a lot of this is being done for the sake of politics. It's being done for the sake of. It's an easy one. It's an easy tweetable answer. You know, in 140 characters, you go, "I'm going to send in the feds," and everybody goes, "Yay! It's going to be great." But nobody thinks about what that really means. Chicago Police Department needs to coordinate. There need to be rules of engagement. If you do put federal law enforcement on the streets along with Chicago police officers,
this was
the argument about the National Guard. You could do the National Guard. The governor could do it. The governor could say, listen, I'm going to activate the National Guard. You're going to put guys on the streets. You're going to put them on corners. You're going to have guys with, looking like they're in Iraq or Afghanistan standing there equally as armed. You're going to put them in Humvees. You're going to put them in with 50 cal guns on, the tops of half tracks. You could do it. But the point is, what are the rules of engagement? What is the ROE? No relation for those guys, and how do you coordinate them with the Chicago Police Department so you don't have National Guardsmen doing their job as they see it, and police doing their job, and getting each other's crossfire, or shooting a guy for being on the street, and then who's responsible for that?
Well, and the police union spokesman came out and said that today they don't have arrest powers in those neighborhoods, so there'd be so much confusion. You just wonder though, would the president used his carrot and stick approach as he's trying to do with the sanctuary cities to withhold funding over something like this. Is that what he intends to do? We're not going to send federal funding your way if you don't play along with exactly what we want to do.
The opposite answer, the opposite side of that question is the aldermen who are like, yeah, we'll send money. All right, let me just stop you right there, City Council of Chicago.
Okay.
No.
We don't have a budget.
No. Okay. No, 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 no. We're not going to just send money. I mean, the federal government is not going to send money willy-nilly to the City Council of Chicago so they can put it in their pockets.
They have such a good record of fiscal responsibility, don't they?
Yeah, we're going to do a summer jobs program. Don't you worry about it.
Yes.
So much of this problem, when people scream about we need more money, more money, more money, more money, that's true. The money that is being sent, the money that is here, is not being spent properly because it's going into these little aldermanic fiefdoms. And it's not helping people, and there's no strategy behind it. What you need is Yes, we need money. Yes, we need law enforcement. Yes, we need prosecutors, to your point, Michael, using the federal courts to prosecute the worst of the worst in the gangs and making sure that there's a that we have a system. And you can talk to the sheriff and you talk to the state's attorney. You can talk to all the people who are involved in the criminal justice piece of this. And they all have their ideas. You come together. You come with a we come with a mechanism for handling this, including going out and carrot and sticking. You know, Donald Trump, here's a good thing he could do. He can go carrot and stick as he's doing these companies.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, if you're in Mexico, you are up Crap's Creek.
You're going to pay for this wall.
That's El Crapo's Creek.
El Chapo, El Crapo.
Then he goes to them and go, you know, whether it's an automotive industry or any of the, you know, he's meeting with all these CEOs. I met with 24 CEOs already.
Yeah.
Right?
He's good at it,
yeah.
Apparently.
Say, you know what? Here's it. Guess what we're going to do?
Yeah.
We are going to open up a factory in Englewood. Yeah. That is what we are going to do. We are
going to
East Garfield Park.
Right.
East Garfield Park, by the way, is becoming, which is the craziest thing, one of the most dangerous turfs in the world right now, Garfield Park. Unless you are an artist with a ring through your nose, because they're buying up the land out there. They're building artist colonies and galleries and stuff. It's all heading west from the United Center toward East Garfield Park, and there's a DMZ there. What needs to happen there is to have jobs for low-skill workers, because that's what you have there right now. People without high school educations who can be trained in something, and you have to create some form of jobs in those neighborhoods so people have something to go do. That's the idea. Now, will companies go do it, and will people show up for those jobs, or is it better to stand around on the street corner and wait to get shot? I don't know.
It's hard to know. It's complex. And that's what I mean.
The problem is so many kids grow up in those areas without order in their lives.
Right.
No order at all.
Right.
So unless they get some order at some point, maybe by a job, maybe by public service, if there were a requirement that every 18-year-old person in the United States has to perform 18 months of public service, I think that would go a long way to try to help in Chicago.
Right. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks,
Mike Monaco. No problem too big or too small to solve.
Exactly.
For Mike Monaco, our legal analyst. Great. I've got Hawks tickets. Would you like the Hawks tickets, Mike?
No, thank you.
You can't win them anyway.
I love Hawks tickets, but no thank you.
You cannot have them.